This is a podcast from the BBC.
It's the last ever shortest radio and breakfast show in history with Scott and Chris. Do you ever get famous people's names mixed up? Also, I'm even more obsessed with Australian TV. Why can't your phone smell things? The one phrase that will really annoy your partner on purpose. And we speak to legendary pop star Robin. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio. Radio 1.
Two breakfast shows done in the course of a week. Incredible scenes here at Radio 1. Ben from Bristol says, really enjoyed your breakfast run. We need a montage. Oh, don't worry, Ben. Like, there will be a montage later on. Don't you worry, with some of our best bits from over the week.
Scott Mills.
David on the M20 says, so sad, your breakfast show's coming to an end. It's been emotional. I remember when I tuned in for the first time like it was yesterday.
Well, it was Monday, actually. But
Monday.
Yeah.
But yeah, we appreciate the sentiment.
Been with you since the start of your breakfast show journey, says Dean in Blackburn. What guests have you got for your last show? We actually do have Robin off of my tune of the week, like pop star Robin, Swedish, you know, Robin.
Mm.
She's on, but on the phone.
And I don't think she's aware it's the final one of these.
No,
this
she
week.
Won't care.
Barney says, couldn't help noticing Adele wasn't quite as emotional about the last show as Grimmie's.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, but because, you know, Adele does enjoy our show, but yeah. This person says, I was 5 when I started listening to your breakfast show and now I'm 24. Best of luck for the future. I'm really enjoying these.
That's good.
Right, it's 6:47 on the Radio and Breakfast Show. Bangers coming up at 7:10. Right, so I was in the street yesterday and walking behind this lady and I was like, she smells so good. You know, because it's quite warm at the moment generally and like, because so smells are kind of like amped up a bit.
Oh, wow. Well, you've got Brian Cox on the situation here. So
they are.
What are you saying? In the summer, you can smell more.
I just think that when it's hot, you can smell things more. Is that a weird thing to say? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think what it is because it's summer, you're out more, so you're sniffing more people than
right.
you would normally.
Yeah. So I was walking behind this lady yesterday, and I was like, she smells incredible. But you can't go up to someone and go, excuse me, what is that cologne or perfume or whatever you're wearing? You can't do that. It's weird. So, like, I thought, why is there not, like, a version of Shazam for perfumes? So what you could do, right, if you smell someone good, instead of, like, the confrontation of going, hey, excuse me, can you tell me what that cologne is, please? Literally, just hold your phone up to them. Well, that's weird, though. But anyway, hold the phone. You don't need to get that close, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, it'll take, like, 5 seconds or whatever, and it goes, that is blah, 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 cologne by Tom Ford, Calvin Klein, whatever.
Okay. You know? And so technically, how's that going to work?
Well, like an app.
Yeah, I hear you.
Right.
But
this isn't the worst idea.
No, it's not the worst idea.
Don't you smell people
all
the time?
No, listen, if you can make this happen
and you're
on the phone,
right,
then I think a lot of people will want it.
Does anyone know how we can do this? Because I'm not really an app maker myself.
So let me get this right. You want an app that can detect the smells of people.
Right, so do you remember when Cal Spellman came in wearing that new aftershave?
Yes.
Which now everyone here wears, right?
Yeah.
Including you.
Well, that's I'd say I was wearing it before Cal.
All right, whatever. Okay, so he's quite a huggy guy, right? He comes in, he's like, oh, morning, mate. He always hugs us, doesn't he? And I'm like, you smell great, what is that? I know him, so I can ask him. If it's a lady in the street, I can't just go, what is that? So, hold the phone up to her neck,
mate,
or her general
but
body.
The problem is the phone detects sounds, doesn't it? Doesn't do smells.
Right.
It's like, okay.
If this is possible in any way, let me know. And I think that maybe I shouldn't have maybe said this on air, because this is a great idea, and now someone's going to steal it blatantly.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
It's 6:52 on Thursday morning, and it's our last breakfast show. I'm going to miss it. But, you know, you've got to move on. Things have to move on.
Well, let's make today a really good one, then.
Yeah, let's do it.
The thing that you're after for sniffing people's
aftershave or perfume
is the Sniff Master.
What's that?
No, I remember this.
Someone would have done it already.
Yeah, it was developed by an inventor called Richie Rich and Professor Keenbean. But I don't know if it works on your phone yet.
Okay. Well, yeah, like Chris and Warrington is like, you need a sleep, Scott, or that this breakfast show must be getting to you. You're a loon. Phones can't smell. Well, why can't they? Do everything else. I can check the weather now. I can check the time. I can call people. I can text people. I can WhatsApp people. Can't smell. Why not?
to get this right, the idea would be you walk past someone, you can just put your phone up to their face. Or
yeah,
something.
But not like really up in their grill, just like nearby.
And just needs 3 seconds. Like, boop, boop, boop.
It's like with the Shazam thing, you don't have to be like next to the speaker, do you? So I'm not going to invade your personal space.
Is it like when the doctor takes your temperature in your ear? You know, and it takes a couple of seconds.
Rather than the...
To register.
Absolutely. That idea, personally. Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Scott, you're just so ahead of your time with your idea. You remind me of a young Steve Jobs. Thank you. Cheers for that, whoever sent that in. It is a good idea. Scratch and sniff.
Who? The Smellotron.
The Smellotron.
Scott Mills.
It's been emotional the last 4 days. But what a ride, and thank you very much to all of you for being a part of it. The Radio 1 Breakfast Show, the new breakfast show, starts with Greg James on Monday morning at 6:30.
Also, it's just time for someone else to do it.
It's time.
Do you agree?
It's time. Like, we've had our run, we've had our go, and it's time. So Monday morning, Greg will start up 6:30. It's 7:15 on Thursday morning. And believe me, this is the only radio station in the land that will not have a person opening their A-level results on the air this morning. Ho! Imagine, right, if just, like, because it's all over breakfast television, it'll be all over, like, the local stations, right? Imagine if, like, they were like, OK, so, go on then, open your results. OK, I will. What'd you get? 3 U's, Scott. Never happens, does it?
Unclassifieds.
Yeah, three unclassifieds.
Do you know who I really feel sorry for on A-level results day? The people that have to go and collect results but dressed in full school uniform. Because I don't really think you should... I think you should be able to wear what you want when you collect your results. Do you know what I mean? You've earned that.
Why do you have to wear a uniform?
No, a lot of places you can wear what you want, but there's always a few that sort of insist on school uniform just to collect your results.
Nonsense. So it is an exciting but uncertain time for a lot of people. Maybe you got the grades you needed, or maybe things didn't go as planned, like they always do on the radio. And maybe, like, you know, you don't know what to do next. So there is an exam helpline available for you to use. This is actually useful rather than hearing someone else going, hooray, I've got 4 A's. The number is 0808 100 8000. And it's kind of, it's free, and it's independent, and there's, like, professional people on there ready to take your call from, like, 10 minutes time, 7:30 this morning, until 7 p.m. today. And they offer independent guidance about all your options. It's free from landlines and some mobiles, but you'll need to check with your phone operator for details.
It's See? Great. That's what I had to do, because I didn't get the grades that I wanted. So called, I think it was this number, I called this number and
what,
got some
after
advice.
After hearing it on Radio 1?
Yeah, yeah, but then I didn't get into the first choice uni that I wanted, or didn't get the A-levels to be able to do it, went through that, by the end of the day I was in a different uni and had the time of my life.
Exactly. Big up Southampton.
Yeah.
0808 100 8000.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Good morning, Callum.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where morning. Are you today? Good morning.
I'm on the way to Litchfield.
Okay, cool. What are you doing there?
A team meeting, unfortunately.
Team meeting?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do?
I'm a project manager.
Okay, cool. Right,
have you got any kind words for our last breakfast show?
Do you know what? I was just saying, I wish you guys did it full-time.
Okay. Yeah, don't say that. No. That's like not... That's yeah.
Appreciate the sentiment.
But thank you. Really
as
kind.
As much as I like Greg James, I was thinking...
Okay, right. Like, let's move on. So here's today's bangers choices. You can have my one, which is this. This. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
What do you mean, no? No, Adele was playing loads of... loads of Bieber earlier. Like, so, a whole montage of Bieber.
So?
A whole, like, mix of Bieber. I'm Biebered out.
This is Boyfriend by Justin Bieber. And that's my choice.
I've gone full emo on bangers today. Callum, I hope you like this.
Oh, man.
It's our last breakfast show of 4 days. It was a short stint, but it was good. This is Coldplay. Every teardrop is a waterfall.
Oh, wow, you've gone really emotional. Okay, Callum, what's it going to be?
Do you know what? I pick Chris every single time without fail. I believe you, Scott, have got one style, unfortunately.
Well, yes.
Don't want to be too critical.
All right, well, just like pop music, yeah?
Yeah.
No harm in it.
got to be Scott.
What?
It's got to be Scott today. I'm sorry.
Yeah. 3-1. Come on.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I could take you places you ain't never been before.
The receipts on One Extra.
One Extra.
It's Tolly T.
Audrey, formerly known as Ghana's Finest.
And your mamacita, Milena Sanchez.
I feel like summertime is the best time to be single.
Absolutely.
She says that she's been single for 5 years straight.
All seasons.
The receipts on BBC Radio One Extra.
The bad boy is just a swagger thing to me. He walks into a room and it's like...
Everyone knows he does bits.
Yeah. You can download the receipts on the new BBC Sounds app on your favourite podcast app.
Yeah, girl. That's right. Bieber just got chosen over Coldplay on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Incredible scenes here on Thursday morning.
I just think if you're opening your A-levels, is that the song that you perfectly soundtrack that to?
Well, Amy in Scunthorpe says, that just made my morning a whole lot brighter. I've gone to work early to my interview, inspired by that song, Justin Bieber Boyfriend.
Fine.
Which actually, hearing it, is not as good as I remember.
Scott Mills.
Give me a shout out. Me and my mates nervously waiting for A-level results, and you're definitely helping us through it. That's Charlotte and the girls from Birmingham. Also, all the A-level students, good luck at the Uni of Essex today. This is Luke from Essex saying, I'm one of the team on duty to help with clearing. I know you've said to your listeners already, but no matter what, things will be fine and there are hundreds of options. Take a deep breath and discuss it with friends, families and people like me. There
it's true. You don't know how many options you've got actually at that point.
You don't.
Remember feeling quite nervous when I didn't quite get the results that I wanted and then made the call and then realised it's all fine.
Yeah. They make you feel so much better.
Yeah, totally.
You know how like you... Who's the mix-up you get all the time? It's Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars.
I can't bear it. There's something... You know everyone just has these little things about them which get really confusing? I do this all the time. It's a real problem, especially with working at Radio 1 because they're two massive names.
So, yeah, some people get names mixed up and there's no harm in it. It's just like, I don't know, it's just something going on in your brain where you can't quite separate it.
Yes.
So you get Jay Leno...
No,
you get Jared Leto mixed up with Jay Leno, who is an old American chat show host. Now, they are very, very different.
And I'm never sure. Whenever I go to say one of them, I'm never sure I've got it right.
Yeah. So this morning, I'd quite like to know about, like, your name mix-ups or like, the one person, probably a celebrity, that you get mixed with someone else.
Yeah.
There's been a terrible situation on American TV on a quiz show called The $100,000 Pyramid. So this guy is trying to win a lot of money. And what happens is they're building the tension. You know, it's like on TV, so he's pretty, like, nervous. You know, you always are in those situations. So here's what happens.
For $50,000, here's your first subject.
Okay, and the subject then pops up on the screen, and it's people whose last name is Obama. Now, see, that is the wrong...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's a Jared Leto situation.
Let us know who you mix up. 81199. That is a bad answer.
Scott Mills.
There's so many of these coming in. Good morning, Heather.
Hi.
Right, who do you get mixed up?
It's my mum.
Your mum gets mixed up?
Yeah, she gets mixed up between Ed Sheeran and Alan Shearer. We don't know why, it just happens.
Ed Sheeran is a really famous pop star. Alan Shearer, really famous football pundit and former footballer.
Yeah, but it's just the names, isn't it? It's when especially your mum gets mixed up and calls in like Ed Shearer.
Yeah. Like she'll say the words or sometimes she'll say them backwards. It all started when me and my boyfriend went to see it and she just went around telling everyone that I was going to see, like, Alan Shearer. And then I was like, what do you mean? And, like, people was like, she just looked at her like she was crazy.
Aww.
And then she realised...
I'm going to see Ed Shearer in concert. Alan Shearer.
Scott Mills.
I smelt someone really nice yesterday in the street, a nice lady, and I couldn't go up to her and go, like, hey, what's that scent you're wearing? But I really wanted it for myself. And you can't ask, can you?
What happened? Can you explain the situation? So someone walked past you, you obviously sniffed, and then did you do that thing where you turn round and they would have thought that you were looking at them,
no.
except you were just sniffing?
Oh, right. So I remember at Radio 1's Teen Awards once, I did this with Tiny Temper, and I was like, oh my God, you smell amazing. Can you tell me what that is? But that's because I was speaking to him. I don't know this lady. I just like, she's just in the street. And because it's warm at the moment, smells seem to be heightened. They do. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like hotter.
I don't know what you mean. You said this earlier and I'm still baffled by this.
Like you can smell stuff more. Like you can smell grass more.
I think
more.
It's just more that you're out, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't think it's the heat.
Anyway, imagine if you could have an app on your phone where you just hold it in their general direction and it tells you what that perfume or scent or cologne or aftershave is. And now Mark has just sent me this on Twitter. It's already been done. Everything's been done.
Really?
Introducing Google Nose.
We're excited to announce Google Nose Beta, our flagship olfactory knowledge feature enabling users to search for smells. Our mobile aroma indexing program has been able to amass a 15 million centibyte database of smells from around the world.
With an elegant integration into our existing knowledge panels, the Google Nose Beta Smell button seamlessly connects scent to search.
Incredible. By intersecting photons with infrasound waves, Google Nose Beta temporarily aligns molecules to emulate a particular scent.
Some people love these videos, don't they? It's like when the new phone gets launched and everyone's like, oh, I must watch the press conference.
And they're always done in this kind of voice. Hello, I'm Martin.
We don't always have time.
Hi, I'm Martin. I live in LA. And
Google Nose,
let me tell you about Google Nose.
Are just a click away.
This is great, but it's already been done.
Everything has been done.
I thought that was an original idea from me.
If you have a question like, what does a new car smell like? Who knows the answer?
Google knows.
What does a ghost smell like?
Google knows.
What does the inside of an Egyptian tomb smell like?
Google knows.
Google knows.
Google knows. Beta.
Gutted.
What does a ghost smell like?
Scott Mills.
Shortest breakfast show ever. Thank you to the person who has just updated it on Wikipedia. So it's got like Sarah Cox on there, Chris Moyles, Nick Grimshaw, and then us for 4 days. And then it says Greg James next. So thanks for doing that. Now, the entertainment news people couldn't really be bothered this week, so I've been taking it upon myself to do the entertainment news. But I've got to be honest with you, even I'm bored of it this morning.
I don't understand why we're persisting with it.
I actually can't find anything interesting.
But has a boss actually said that we need to do some kind of events news?
No, so let's bin it off. Instead, can I talk about my new favourite person? So, you know, Love Island Australia is now on here. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are getting into it. Because it is like it was better than ours this year. It was like so much drama, kicking off all the time. And the host of Love Island Australia is my new favourite. And her name is Sophie Monk. Imagine Caroline Flack, but like times 1,000.
In what sense?
In every sense. You'll see what I mean. Right, so Sophie Monk, she's famous in Australia. She's dated loads of like famous people like the actor Sam Worthington and Jason Statham. She dated Ryan Seacrest for a while. And she is Australia's Caroline Flack. So she hosts Love Island in Australia,
okay.
which is on ITVB at the moment. And here she is. You'll see what I mean. Here she is going through some of the contestants, like being shown... No, not that. But like actually like being shown the contestants for this year's Love Island. Listen to her comments.
Lay it on me. Are you kidding me? The Tigers never look that good. Growl. Oh, Jesus Christ. She's got legs for days. Oh, I love his pants. Look at his face. Tattoos. Love a tattoo. Ooh, he's telling me to and I like it. I will shut up.
She is Sir Australian. She's like a really, really pretty girl. But I think I'm obsessed with her voice.
Yeah.
Now, on an Australian radio station, the hosts, Kyle and Jackie O, went through Sophie Monk's internet history in her phone. Listen to this.
Sophie Monk's boyfriend?
What? Yeah, that's to check who I'm dating. Because I just never know.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no, don't say no.
What is it?
I said I'd have your back during this.
What?
Oh, it's a girl's name. A girl's name. Go. Who might be with an ex.
Oh!
Yeah.
What is it?
Cameron Diaz.
Oh! I just looked her up to check what's going on. Just check what her face is doing, her body's doing, what she's doing.
I love her. She's so great.
Yeah, she's funny.
I've just smoked 50 cigarettes and now I'm presenting Love Island.
She's dated Jude Law as well. This is why Australian TV never used to be any good, but is now, I think, some of the best in the world. She's great on that show. Mm. Also, I saw in my timeline yesterday, I've got like a few people that I follow in Australia because I'm obsessed with Australia. Another reason why we need more Australian TV on our TV. They've just started the new series of The Bachelor over there, which is not really a thing here, but is a massive thing in the US and also in Australia.
Over here, they did do it, but I don't know if it was that big. Wasn't it with Spencer from Made in Chelsea?
Rubbish.
Yeah.
So it started yesterday in Australia, and the new Bachelor, the guy that is going to be introduced to lots of girls and try and date them, is called the Honey Badger. And already I'm obsessed.
Oh, the Honey Badger's sportsman.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not exactly sure. I'm saying like rugby.
Rugby, yeah. Right?
Yeah, Mick Cummins.
Is that his name?
That's his name.
Right? I just know him as the Honey Badger because I was seeing so many tweets about
Nick,
it yesterday.
Nick Cummins, right. That's it. Yeah.
He is brilliant.
Yeah, he's quite famous, Scott.
Right, so he is the new Bachelor on the Australian series.
He's a
series.
Real character. He's like, he's gone viral a few times for some of his post-match interviews.
So imagine if, like, he was the guy dating all the girls on The Bachelor. You would want to watch that.
Yeah, that's really good.
Here he is.
If I end up getting a gig, mate, I'll be going off like a cat snake.
What?
I didn't know you understand that.
I mean, that was just pure Australian.
He's sweating like a bag of cats at a greyhound meet there before the game, but he managed to get over for some meat.
Sweating like a bag of cats at a greyhound meet.
He's all of his post-match and like before the game, he says this funny stuff.
Now, the word on the street is, from hearing from the crowds, it's your tough as woodpecker lips.
Tough as woodpecker lips? I mean, this is peak Australian.
Yeah.
And, yes, Honey Badger?
So you're about to meet the girls for the first time, go into the house. How are you feeling about all of it?
Well, I suppose I haven't really seen much of it before. So I think when you don't know what's in front of you, like Dad always said, just hit it with pace.
We need to see this show somehow.
Scott Mills.
I saw this on my timeline the other day, and it really made me laugh, from a girl called Holly, who I follow. And she just put on there, I say cool beans just to watch my boyfriend squirm and slowly fall out of love with me every time I say it. Now, there are certain phrases that people say to their partners on purpose, which can gradually just kind of grind them down.
Yeah.
And you do it on purpose.
Also, you can get away with it because it just annoys them for irrational reasons.
Yeah.
But you're not actually saying anything particularly nasty or wrong.
No. You know, the one I get at the moment from my other half is wherever I am, like I might take a picture of like in a supermarket and he'll go, somebody's doing well. What? But like literally every time.
He did that on he sent a picture a couple of days ago to me, or like yesterday to me,
but like,
and
it's not...
put someone's doing well underneath, but in completely the wrong context.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't anything related to the picture which suggested I did well, right. Even as a joke.
Right, I sent him a picture of me, like I don't know why, a picture of me in a taxi the other day, somebody's doing well. What, because I'm in a cab?
Yeah. I think he's using it the same way that it sort of went with, that's what she said.
Yeah, he is.
And it was overused.
It doesn't wind me up, but it's like his go-to thing. I think eventually he really wants to grind me down with it.
I think this happens in a lot of relationships, though, how you know that you're winding up your other half, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, by saying things that only would annoy them.
Yeah. So let us know what yours is. What's your go-to to annoy your partner? Oh. Like this guy who calls his girlfriend mate. And that's going to grind them down eventually. Don't say mate.
I accidentally did this on a night out not that long ago. Just I'd had a couple of drinks and I was just I was quite relaxed and accidentally called her mate.
Your now wife?
Yeah,
mate.
Called her mate and she was not pleased.
Scott Mills.
Sophie in Leamington Spa finds that a simple yes queen will really grind the gears of boyfriend Joe.
I bet does it more and more because of that then.
Yeah. Jess in the West Midlands. Every time she's with her boyfriend and she takes a selfie of herself, he goes, oh, loves herself. Doesn't take that many selfies anymore. Hey, Nicola.
Hi, how are you?
What's your one?
Well, when I'm sat talking to my boyfriend, just in conversation, and he can't think of anything to say, or if I've done something stupid, he'll just sit there and he'll go, I don't know. And it really winds me up.
Right.
I don't know.
I bet he's doing that all the time.
He does it all the time, yeah. He tries not to, and then when he does do it and I give him the glare, he just looks away.
Hello, it's Scott. I've not seen you for ages.
Yeah, you.
Oh yeah, rad and dirty.
Turns out he was just pleased to see me.
You want me to put what where?
All I need is BBC Radio 1.
All together now.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Guys, what can I say? It's the last hour of our last breakfast show.
I can't believe we're in the last hour.
I know.
Wow, it's gotten so quick.
Pardon me if I do get emotional between... Oh, see my voice crack there. Yeah. Between now and Clara at 10 this morning. It's just a lot to handle, you know? Like, Grimmy's last show, and then, like, within a week, our shortest ever breakfast show in Radio 1 history is ending again. Like another one ending. And then Greg James is starting on Monday morning at 6:30, and Greg is going to be... incredible. I know because I've been secretly listening to his practices all week.
Thank you so much for all the lovely messages we've been getting in. And yeah, please keep them coming. One hour to go.
Thank you very much.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Soph, who is listening to us in Dubai. That makes sense, actually, because the radio there is rubbish.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really bad. But she's listening to us. It'll be like lunchtime there now, I guess. And boiling hot. Because, Chris, they're in a different time zone, you see.
Yeah.
Do you understand that they're ahead of time?
Yeah, I do. I understand the time zone. I just don't understand exactly why we have to have different time zones, per se.
What do you mean?
I'm not going into this discussion right now.
Right, it can't be the same time everywhere, can it? We've had this before. Anyway, hi, Soph, listening in Dubai. Also, we've got Ross from Dundee, who says, I can't believe that this is your last breakfast show. I know. It feels weird, but it's going to be okay. Like, 4 days. People, you know, have grown up with this show. Started listening when they were 6, and now they're 27.
God, some people have been listening so long, they've got their A-level results in this time.
Right. 4 incredible days. And next, on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, we are going to speak to legendary pop star Robin. And I've got that feeling in my stomach that you have on a Sunday night before you go back to school after the school holidays on a Monday. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because she is an absolute legend. She did a brilliant sunset gig for Annie Mac at Cafe Mambo in Ibiza on the Radio 1 weekend.
I love Robin, but you have been a huge fan of Robin for a long time.
Such
this is personal.
Time.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Good morning, Gemma in Bristol, who says, you two are such drama queens. You're back on in the afternoons next week. Yeah, all right, Gemma, just let us have a moment, all right? You're right, though, we are back on afternoons next week, yes. Tiesto, Jackie Chan coming up. 079 me, be young. What if I'm 077, though? What are you going to do then? Huh?
I think, going back to the previous point, I think what we're doing, though, is because, for once, we're not in for Grimmy, and we're not yet in for Greg. This is like our little time in the middle here.
Yeah,
and that's why we sort of want to mark it.
Absolutely. And it's on Wikipedia now, as shortest ever breakfast show in history.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on there, yeah. Okay, here goes. Good morning, Robin.
Hi, how are you guys?
I've got to be honest, I'm a little bit nervous about talking to you.
Yeah? Why?
Because you're a legend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Chris, I promised myself I wouldn't do this.
It's kind of... It feels already quite awkward hearing you talk to, you know, one of your faves.
One of my faves of all time.
Well...
So, Robin, you're in the studio right now.
I'm very flattered. Thank you.
Do you have... Yes. Do you have, like, a bedroom in that studio? Like, do you just live there constantly?
I have my bedroom upstairs in my apartment. My studio is in the same building, and I have several places in my studio where you can relax, but no bed. Other kinds of furniture, like sofas, maybe. Or
I mean, does it look like IKEA?
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Thank goodness. How was your time in Ibiza? Because that sunset set at Cafe Mambo looked incredible. It's been viewed so many times.
Oh, it was so amazing. I really loved coming to Ibiza and having, you know, the possibility to perform for all these people. I usually go there just to, you know, hang out and have a vacation, but it was so lovely to be able to do both things at the same time. And Annie was right at the side of the stage, rocking out through the whole performance. And the crowd was lovely, and the sunset was beautiful as always. It was really nice, and I was able to catch Philip, like Cassius, set at the end, and I went to Pike's afterwards, which is my favorite place. So it was really, really amazing.
And I've seen loads of photos of you at Pike's. You seem to love it there.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, we heard that there were some amazing parties in Ibiza. Obviously, there was a lot of our friends here from Radio 1. And Annie Mac loves you. And by the sounds of it, you really like Annie Mac as well?
I love her too. She's so sweet. And over the years, we spent a few hours together in different places. And we always have a really good time and a good conversation. And I think she just, you know, she's like a big fan of music, period. You know, it's like really lovely to have her support.
It must be great as well, like, because it's been such a long time that the reaction to missing you is so good.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think I kind of tested my audience quite a bit the last few years. And I think that, you know, once this new song came out and people kind of understood that it was a pop song and not a club, you know, disco record with no chorus, I think there was like this need to people could just like go and feel like safe. Yeah. And this enormous like storm of like positive reactions and appreciation came the day after the release. It was really nice.
Robin, it's been an absolute honour to talk to you today on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, and Missing You is my tune of the week. Good to speak to you. I guess you're back to work in the studio now, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thanks, Robin.
Scott Mills.
What a fantastic pop star, Robin, and Missing You. I was scared, okay? And I know now that the IKEA question was terrible.
I thought that was, I mean, it was an odd one so early doors.
One of my worst.
Why would you ask that?
I know, and from there I feel like maybe she didn't like me as much.
I just looked at you like, what do you think? But you do weird things when you like someone, you don't
know, you? Right, you know when you're really scared. Like, because you're Swedish, does it look like IKEA in your studio?
No.
Scott Mills.
You know, on the official chart on Fridays, from 4, the only official chart, the only one that counts, I FaceTime quite a lot of celebrities and pop stars that are in the charts. That's gonna be dangerous at some point. So I've got Tiesto's number in my phone because we FaceTimed him 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you're saving the numbers, are you?
Yeah, well, they're all in there because I just like use my phone. So I do now have Tiesto's number in there.
That's great.
Jonas Blue. Who else have I got? Quite a few others.
And it's their actual numbers as well. That's the funny thing.
Like when I FaceTimed Tiesto, it just went meow, and he went, "Hi, it's Tiesto." I was like, "Oh, this is his actual number." Like on a night out, the temptation to ring for one of us to ring Tiesto is going to be strong.
Scott Mills.
Well, guys, what can we say? It's always been my absolute dream to host the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, not just fill in for somebody. I'm sure it has for you as well, Chris.
Absolutely, it's a huge honour.
But you know, there comes a time when you've just got to step aside and let someone else have a go, and I feel that now it is that time.
Yeah. I love that we've been able to soundtrack your lives for 4 days.
Yeah.
People have grown up with the show.
Well, yeah, people started listening to us when they were clean shaven and now they've got like a bit of stubble.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, by the way, I've had the best run and the best time. It's 4 days that I will never forget. And I'd like to thank all the bosses here at Radio 1. But most of all, I'd like to thank you all for your messages. To me, you're not just listeners, you're family.
Family.
You know? Family. And you know what? Greg's going to be great. You're in real safe hands. It's going to be great. But just for now, here's everything that happened in the last 4 days. Because it's like the shortest ever Radio 1 Breakfast Show in history. It's 4 days.
Well, it's the perineum of radio shows. So I think it's, well, let's be honest, that's what we're all trying to get at. I'm only human.
We can do what we want.
It all goes. Don't put the blame on me.
back to the time when going, yeah, in a song was perfectly acceptable.
I'm just a man, do what I can, don't put the blame on me.
Well, yeah. I saw him in Southampton and excitement was high. Imagine what it was like the first time he came to Scunthorpe.
I've never really thought about this. Why do they sell high-vis jackets in service stations?
I'm no longer brokenhearted.
Nobody from Entertainment News is doing it this week, so I've taken it upon myself to do it for you.
So you're going to do some Ents news.
So, good morning, everyone. I'm Sinead Garvan.
Came in for love. Someone to hold me down.
You're talking about the code names, which are supposed to be secret.
So who have we got? Cheeses. Who's the stinking bishop?
Right. You've just got to feel sorry for whoever's blue vein. He's like you, he's bi-handual.
Bi-handual? I don't know how I've ended up like this either. It's right. Like left for pleasure, right for business.
And I want you to reach out.
At 10 o'clock, the BBC News with Clive Myrie.
Ah, good evening, Clive.
Tonight at 10...
Hi, Will from Tewkesbury says, hi, guys. My friend's family went for a meal and all the card machines were down. Therefore, the owner kept my friend's actual grandmother as the deposit. I've accepted I'm not at the vamps level, so no one's going to massage my head. And he's playing at the Glee Comedy Club in Nottingham on Friday, if you're keen on the Plusnet guy. Are you in an advert?
I am, yes.
Okay, which one are you?
I'm the SES girl.
Oh, no way!
6 pound 5 pound 1 pound fish. 6 pound 5 pound 1 pound fish. Very, very good and very, very cheap. 1 pound, 1 pound.
Yes! Come on!
Come on!
Where are you? And who did you leave behind?
Oh, so I left her then. Yeah, obviously.
Yes! Because we're scared. Yeah, we're
scared to be lonely. Like Dad always said, just hit it with pace.
Because we're scared. Yeah, we're scared to be lonely.
Thanks, guys. Back next week, though, 1 to 4, yeah?
Scott Mills.
Great montage. Thanks for all the 4 days of lol, says David, on a 300-mile round trip. 4 days of pure entertainment. Thanks, Amy in York. This person says, haven't you just been filling in for Grimmy because he's taking a holiday? No. I know it says that on iPlayer, but that's fake news. This has been our own show, okay?
Yeah, and we want to make that very clear.
In all seriousness, though, I am actually really looking forward to waking up with Greg next week.
Totally.
And I know that him and the team have been working so hard to bring you, like, the best show for ages. So make sure you're here for it. From 6.30, Radio on Breakfast with Greg James. We know as well that he's going to be brilliant, and we love you, Greg.
Yeah, we love you, Greg. Also, everyone here is so proud and so excited of it, and I can't wait for it to be kind of unleashed.
I mean, I've never known anything in the whole history of me being a Radio 1 being so planned.
Mm.
Honestly, I mean, like, they're really, going in.
We
they
mean
going
that with
in.
The utmost respect.
I do mean that, yeah. But I'm saying that in a good way,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Right, they're really planning it. And also, on that note, they've got like a secret project which we would quite like you to get involved with if you can be like a group of 4 people. So like you can be friends, it can be people you work with, it can be housemates, it can be people that maybe you're in a sports team with. What we need is 4 people who all know each other, and it's going to be a quiz. It's a secret project for the new Radio on Breakfast with Greg James. That's all I can tell you at the moment. But if you can get 4 of you together, however you know each other, as long as you do, 4 people, send us a text if you're up for it and up for this new quiz with Greg next week. That's all I can say at the moment. But text us on 81199.
Scott Mills.
The brand new Radio on Breakfast with Greg James is on Monday morning from 6.30.